Right? So go ahead and get yourself comfortable in your seat and close your eyes. And go ahead and receive a couple of deep breaths. Allow your awareness to gather at the center of your head. And what I'd like you to do is to simply put a bubble out in front of you. And again, it can be a clear bubble. You can see in it and through it, and it might be the size of a beach ball, and it's got a large magnet in it. And we're going to give the magnet the ability to just easily and effortlessly pull away any beliefs or energies or patterns that aren't yours, that aren't serving you, around the things that you believe you must do or you should do related to the holidays. And so I want to invite you first to just kind of start to think through the upcoming holidays and your upcoming holiday routine and what does it involve. And Thanksgiving's coming up next week, and so there's activities specifically around Thanksgiving in this country. And then moving into early December, a lot of people are starting to shop. Stress levels are coming up, getting closer to the holidays, getting together with people, parties, office parties, family parties, family get-togethers, getting all the shopping done, getting all the wrapping done. And there might be specific traditions or just, you know, those things that people are just used to. They're expecting it out of habit, out of familiarity, and it's just the way it's always been. Actually, what's coming to me right now is what I want to do is invite you to put a timeline out in front of you. And what I'd like you to do is just imagine that off to your left in front of you is today. And you're right here on this call with us this evening, or today, depending on where you are in the world. And on the left end of this timeline out in front of you is today. And let's say over on the right side, and the right end of this timeline is shortly after New Year's. So maybe it's January 3rd or something like that. And so present day, November 15th on the left, January 3rd on the right. And you can see, you might see the individual weeks on this timeline leading up to and beyond New Year's Day. But in whatever form works for you, I'd like you to imagine there's a timeline out in front of you. And on this timeline, I'd like you to kind of look and see what are the obligations that are facing you? Are there any obligations right now, today, or tomorrow that are facing you with Thanksgiving being next week? And then after Thanksgiving, in the early part of December, take a look at that timeline and picture what are the obligations, what are you going to be doing the first week of December, the second week of December to get ready for the holidays? Are there any activities you'll be involved in, or is it a huge to-do list, or what's facing you, what's out in front of you? And then looking at the third week of December, and then looking at the fourth week of December and coming into Christmas at the end of that fourth week. And even looking beyond Christmas and what's between Christmas and New Year's and what obligations are there? Are there traditions that need to be met, or at least you feel that you have to meet them? Do you have to show up somewhere you don't want to be? And as you kind of look at this timeline out in front of you, just kind of look at the obligations or the feelings of have to or should or must, and ask yourself, is it my obligation? Is it my desire to do these things? Or is somebody else's energy in here also? Is there, as Marilyn was saying earlier, is somebody else's energy behind this obligation? Is it something that somebody else has created and you feel a sense of duty to satisfy that person or to make this happen so that their holiday can be what they're used to or what they're familiar with? And if it fulfills your heart to do that, then by all means, do it. But if it's really draining you, and if you're really honest with yourself and you look at some of these obligations and the shoulds and the musts, and you know that that's going to drain you, you know it's going to hurt in a sense, see if you can give yourself permission to let some of those things go this year. And as you look up and down that timeline, what I'd like you to invite you to do is that bubble we put out in front of you with the magnet. Let's go ahead and turn the magnet and focus the pull of the magnet into this timeline. And I'd like you to, again, look up and down the timeline and imagine that the magnet in the bubble can pull out the energies around these activities. Pull out, especially if it's not your energy that's behind this obligation, to go ahead and allow this bubble and this magnet to pull that energy out. And maybe you're pulling the entire obligation out. Maybe it's time to let this tradition or this ritual or this habit go. And if it's truly not serving you and it's making things more difficult and it's making it more difficult for you to enjoy your holidays, then maybe it's worth considering letting a few of these things go and trusting that the people around you will understand that. Well, not only will they understand, but they'll see that you're in a better energy, that you're not as drained, you're more whole and complete, and you're in your energy, you're happier, you're more present. And isn't that more important than trying to fulfill an old tradition that maybe is just there out of habit and isn't really serving people, it's not really making their hearts sing? And so you just need to take a little time and kind of go through and evaluate what's in front of you right now for the next 6 weeks or so. And what really makes sense and what maybe isn't necessary. And allow the magnet and the bubble to pull out what isn't necessary and pull out any emotional charge around those things. You can go ahead and hook up a column of gold energy coming from above into that timeline and allow just ease and grace and loving energy to pour into the next 6 weeks. Feel that gold coming in through the top of your head as we did earlier and allow it to fill you and your aura layers, the space around you, and also allow it to fill the next 6 weeks. Allow it to fill this timeline with a sense of ease and grace and permission for yourself to let go of what isn't serving you. Let go of what's draining you. And give yourself permission to kind of redefine what this holiday season is going to look like. And more importantly, what is it going to feel like for you? And is it going to reward you? Is it going to put a smile on your face and make your heart sing rather than maybe just draining you? And then when that feels complete, I'd like you to just simply turn the focus or the pull of the magnet into your physical body. And if there's any matching energies in your physical body relating to any of the shoulds, the musts, the have-tos, the what will people think, any matching energies to what you saw out on that timeline, if there's anything caught up in your body, in your system anywhere, allow the magnet in that bubble to also pull those energies out of you. Allow the gold to come in through the top of your head and easily wash out any of those energies that aren't serving. Any place that an old energy pulls out, allow the gold to come in so you don't create a void, and that space is immediately filled with that unconditional, loving energy from Source. Just give yourself in this moment permission to redefine the holidays in a way that are really going to serve you, really going to allow you to show up happy, fulfilled, relaxed. And maybe coming from a place of deeper meaning. And maybe there's a little less doing this year and there's a whole lot more meaning. And how might that feel? And when that feels complete to you, what I want to invite you to do is allow that timeline simply to fade off into the distance. And then there's probably a relatively large bubble of energies sitting out in front of you for what you just pulled out of the timeline in your own physical body and your aura layers, your energetic field. What I'd like you to do is put a second bubble off to the side of that one, put a magnet in it, and what we're going to do is allow the second bubble and the magnet to pull any of your pure power or energy out of that first bubble. And you can even put some gold filters between the bubbles if that feels right to you. But the only thing that's going to come out of that first bubble is any place where your pure power or energy has been connected or tied into any of those shoulds or musts or obligations. So What we're doing here is literally pulling your power and energy out of those beliefs, out of those patterns. And as you take your energy and life force out of those things, they don't have power over you anymore. They're powerless. What you're doing, in a sense, is you pull your power and energy out of that first bubble, is you're rendering all of these things you've pulled out powerless over you. And so what I'd like to invite you to do from here is, once your energy, it feels like all your energy has been pulled out of that first bubble into the second, to go ahead and release that first bubble in whatever way feels right to you. And you can simply pop the bubble, you can send it out into the sun to be burned up, or down to the center of the earth to be neutralized, or launch it into outer space, or simply blow it up, or whatever feels right to you. But go ahead and release the energy, release that first bubble of energies, all those things that aren't serving you, that aren't yours. Let all of that go. Great. And all those energies are cleared from your space once and for all. And now we've got this bubble off to the side with your pure power and energy in there, the energy and power you've taken out of those obligations. And what I'd like you to do from here is, just for a moment, go ahead and imagine you can expand the space inside your physical body. So we're not expanding your physical body, but we're simply expanding that inner space, and we're opening that inner space up to create more room, more lightness, brightness. And then I'd like you to imagine you've got this beautiful set of double doors in your chest, and you can swing those doors open to your heart center and bring this power bubble right into your heart center, almost like a gift to yourself of just your pure power and energy. And you might feel a little tingle, you might feel a little lighter or brighter as you bring this power bubble back into you and allow it to come right into your heart center and integrate. And you've created lots of space in here for this energy to come home to. And what you've literally done is taken your power and your energy out of things that weren't serving you, and you've brought it back into yourself and made it available to focus into the things that are going to serve you, to focus that power and energy into creating a holiday season that's going to serve you and make your heart sing, and so you feel fulfilled. And it's all about control and management and the boundaries of your own energy, and living in a way that's true to yourself, living in a way that makes your heart sing. And when your heart's singing and you're full, then you can give from overflow to the people around you. So go ahead and close those doors in your chest. Give yourself a hug. Welcome all that energy and power back home where it belongs. And know that this holiday season, that you can allow yourself to be full. You can take care of yourself first. Allow yourself to be full and give to the people around you from overflow. And it might be the first holiday ever where that's happened. We're so trained and programmed to give, give, give. And we give so much of ourselves that we're running on empty most of the time, and when we're trying to give to the people around us, we're coming from empty, and we really don't have much to give. But when you're coming from full, and you're coming from overflow, and you're taking care of you first and your needs first, and you're giving from the overflow, there's an unlimited amount almost that you can give, because it doesn't drain you to give. It's coming from overflow. It's not coming from empty. So I want to invite you to just hold the intention right now in your body and your energetic field, to just hold the intention that this holiday season, you're going to take care of you first. You're going to fill your tank first. And then you're going to give an abundance of love and attention and affection to everybody around you from overflow, not from depletion. Just own the feeling of that, own that energy. It's your life. It's your holiday season. It's your unique experience. And allow yourself to share it with everyone around you from love and overflow. I'd like to invite you to bring your awareness back to the center of your head. ahead and receive a couple of deep breaths and just gently open your eyes and come back into your surroundings. Just kind of look around, reorient yourself to your surroundings. Come back into your body. Be aware of your feet, your hands, and your toes. Allow yourself to come present. And I'd like you to just kind of tune into your own energy right now and just see if there's a little bit of sense of feeling a little lighter or a little brighter than you were an hour and a half ago. Maybe there's a little sense of permission in your energetic field that says, yeah, it's okay this year to take care of me. And then I'll give from overflow. So Marilyn, is there anything you want to add?
I'm all warm and fuzzy. I want to reiterate the when you're full and you're overflowing, you have very clear, strong boundaries. And when you're drained, your boundaries collapse. And that's when we start to take on a lot of other people's energy, and that's when the overwhelm and the stresses start to happen. So that was beautiful, Scott. That was really, and the owning and being clear what you are really wanting to create and owning your own power in your life. And choosing, you know, it's choosing what it is that you want to create here, what your holiday season will be like, and how you want to represent that to the people around you. There's nothing is set. There's no shoulds except the ones that you create. And the biggest gift that you could give everybody is to be for you to be full and full of love for yourself and yourself feeling worthy and you living your essence, and that just shines out into the rest of your community and the people around you, that's the biggest gift that you can give anybody, is for you to be truly you and loving and letting other people be themselves too. So